Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion. Guess who just got back
today? Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our new friend, Dr. George Giaglis. He's a professor of e-business at Athens University of Economics in Greece. But you're also working with another university. George, tell us about it.
I've just joined the University of Nicosia in Cyprus. We're launching a new research institute there. We call it the Institute for the Future. And we are looking at how a number of technologies like blockchain we discussed, but also artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, robotics, autonomous vehicles. These technologies are very disruptive in nature, and once they become mature and they start converging with each other, we believe that they're really going to change our world. So we're doing research on various aspects of both the economic and social implications of these technologies.
Right. And do you have a product that you're offering to small businesses? Are you working on that at all?
Well, not as a university, but I work with a number of organizations that are offering products based on these technologies. So, for example, one of them is InvioU. That's a platform that is building a new way for SMBs to get access to credit finance.
That's that's INVIOU. INVIOU. Is that a .com on the end of that?
It's .com.
.com. All right. INVIOU.com. All right. Go ahead, George.
We're building a platform that would allow small and medium businesses to eliminate the need for the current, you know, very slow and very costly and very high-risk methods that SMBs have to get access to credit finance. So the idea is to utilize the power of blockchain to build a global marketplace where both invoice sellers and invoice factoring organizations can meet each other and create a competitive market where such invoices can be bought and sold at much, much better rates than what is
today. Will this help small businesses neutralize what I consider to be a little bit of a dangerous trend with Amazon? I think Amazon is becoming a little bit dangerous for small businesses, for Main Street small businesses, possibly around the world. Could what you're working on help neutralize that and give small businesses a little bit of their own leverage?
Definitely. I think what the Internet created...
Do you agree with me about Amazon? Do you agree with me about Amazon?
I agree completely. What I was about to say is that the Internet created an environment that favors monopolies. And we see it across the Internet. We see huge corporates monopolizing various, you know, vertical segments and leaving very, very small space for others to compete. So in the retail industry, Amazon is now emerging as a huge player that is,
yep,
you know, marginalizing everyone else.
That's right.
Small businesses face a huge liquidity cost, and I think platforms like the one that I've just described are going to help them save a lot on their credit financing costs,
mm-hmm,
and therefore become more competitive in the marketplace.
One of the things that I'm trying to do, yeah, and I'd like for you to come back another day and talk about this with us, I'm trying to help people understand why they're so anxious about technology today. And I believe it's because we haven't figured, because our ethics moves at the speed of our leverage. And we haven't figured out how to make our analog ethics move at the speed of digital. And until we do, and I think blockchain will help, but until we do, I think we're going to continue with the anxiety. What do you think?
I fully agree with you. Again, the analogy with the internet is didactic here, in the sense that, you know, in the beginning of the 90s, when the internet was a then new network, we couldn't identify how the ethics of the digital world would look like.
Right.
So it took us some time to get accustomed to that. We'll need this time with blockchain, but I think we're getting there.
I think you're right, George. Hey, will you come back soon?
I'd love to do that.
We've enjoyed having you here. Good job today. Dr. George Giaglis, ladies and gentlemen. G-I-A-G-L-I-S is how you spell his last name if you're Googling him. He's a handsome dude. Look him up online. And a very smart guy, too, as you can tell. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.